Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh, boy. Kind of lame. Here we are, just the four of us.
Yeah.
No audience.
Huh. No. Not at a place where you can get a beer?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I want to do that every day.
Yeah. No tubs of macaroni and cheese being delivered, like on Friday at Keg and Case. That was fun.
So good.
Boy. Oh. Now, what do you prefer? Do you like the little private little thing we do here, or do you like to do the podcast in public?
I think public was a lot more fun. This is always fun.
Yeah.
But there's something about like having reaction, like seeing people react to what you're saying.
Well, and I did get to watch the reaction on a few things we said, and it was, ooh.
Like too far?
I don't know. Just the look on their face, like they were shocked by some of the stuff we said.
Or it could have been during Snicky Snack when they saw us unhinge our jaws.
Yeah.
My mom actually had called and complimented the three of you guys and myself. I know, it doesn't happen very often.
Rudy.
She said it sounded great, and she laughed out loud many times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your mother?
My mom, who never, ever compliments anything that I'm involved with. In fact, I almost didn't tell her I was involved with this show so that she might listen to it.
Oh, dang. She is a tough woman to please.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, is it a good thing or are we cursed? Was it just really awful then?
No, not at all. No. In fact, my sister had to text me about, probably about an hour after we got done uploading the thing. And she was like, oh my God, we're on 94 in Wisconsin driving to the Dells and Justin and I are laughing hysterically. So
Well,
it's good stuff. Yeah.
So nice.
Oh, jeez. Hope it's more than Rudy's family who listened.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, so Nestle is letting you make your own Kit Kat bar.
Yes. What?
Now, this is a little late for Valentine's Day, but I guess if you want to make your own.
Oh, it's delayed still, too. It's not until September.
Oh, well, that's great. Fine. I guess just in time for Halloween. How much would you be willing to pay to make your own Kit Kat bar? Now, keep in mind, Hershey's does this in Las Vegas where you can have your own family name or face, put into into a big giant Hershey bar. How much would you pay for a homemade Kit Kat?
Well, so is it super fresh?
$17.
$17?
Wow, I was going to say $7 or $8. But
it's $17 because what it is, it's a flavor combination that you can create. You can do anything you want. You can add toppings to it. You can add like dried fruit to it. I'm not saying what you have to eat, Des.
You.
The food critic over here.
Yeah.
Over 1,500 flavor combinations, and you can personalize the package. Like, look at these. I'm showing Rudy. They have white chocolate Kit Kats. They have, like candied nuts on them, and it's all supposed to be this romantic thing coming out for Christmas. Wow. And like, they want to do it. $17 a bar.
Yeah, that seems a little high.
Yeah, that's too much. I would pay $5, $6, $7, maybe.
Yeah, if you're going to pay that much for a Kit Kat, you already love Kit Kat, and you like the original. Like, this is not a Kit Kat. This is a hybrid of a Kit Kat. I'm not a big fan.
It seems, and you're just kind of fancying up a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You're just sprinkling some nuts on it.
They're
tricking you right now to go, but I can have freeze-dried strawberries on my Kit Kat?
Yeah, gross. Whatever.
Oh,
that sort of sounds good. Strawberries and chocolate go real nice.
We are really into, these food combinations lately, like Pringles. I think, how smart are they? They're saying, why don't you buy multiple flavors of Pringles and then pull a chip out of each container, combine it with another, and find the perfect flavor combination?
Oh, yeah.
And what?
That sounds amazing. I didn't know about that.
Like cheeseburger and pickle?
No.
Oh, that's why they have like 17 different flavors of Pringles. And so then you're supposed to be your own like a mixologist for chips. And then you blend them together to find the great combo.
Oh, man.
Someone's mind was just blown with that.
Wow.
Once you pop off the top of that Pringles can, that just looked like the can from the 90s. Just popped right off.
OMG, right? Okay. So Buffalo Wild Wings is trying to be Wendy's on social media. Well, guess what? Whoever Wendy's hired to be their social media person is just funny.
So funny.
They get how to troll people. They get how to be snarky and sarcastic and funny. But what did they do, Buffalo Wild Wings? And this is, by the way, a Minnesota company, so come on.
Let's do this.
Basically, the whole Houston Astros baseball team, they cheated.
Yeah.
Well, another team in sports cheated, and they were actually punished really hardcore. And Buffalo Wild Wings wrote, that's how you punish a team that cheats. Well, everybody in Houston, Texas lost their damn mind. All people, because they have a pretty good amount of stores in Houston and in Texas in general. So they tweet this thinking like, we Wendy's them. We got them real good. And we had such a fun time. And then people started sending out videos, cutting up Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards.
Oh.
So that nobody, they were like, hey, that's cool. You want to mock us for cheating when we had nothing to do with it? We're just fans. How about we just don't come to your restaurant anymore? And they cut up, I think they said there were thousands of dollars in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards cut up and shredded. People saying that they would never go there again. They would never be a part of it again. They're not going to eat at their restaurant again. And now they've had to come out and apologize.
Yeah. See, this is the danger in having a punk kid in charge of your social media, because oh, it's just the Twitters and the Facebooks, and just let the kids do it. No. Meanwhile, you're representing, you know, your brand to a national audience. It's a huge responsibility.
And there's such a fine line between like being funny and kitschy and almost crossing the line and then crossing the line.
Plus, what do Buffalo Wings have to do with cheating in sports?
Yeah,
but
they don't.
Can't keep your nose out of
why
it.
Why did you chime in?
Yeah. They said, so last night was the roast of Buffalo Wild Wings. This is from Buffalo Wild Wings now. Courtesy of the city of Houston. And honestly, we deserved it. Well done, H-Town, for choosing your team and defending them. We're sorry about what we posted.
Ugh.
Holy moly, did they bend over quick on that one. They're like, no, please. Please, we can't lose any business.
Well, and they've been down, I think. Buffalo Wild Wings is not doing as well as it used to.
No. I think they were doing pretty bad, and then they got bought out by Arby's, I want to say. And then they haven't come back from it, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah. It's funny how we go to all these meetings, and we hear stuff from like consultants, and they go, you know what people really want? Authenticity. And then you authentically roast somebody online about, you know, getting caught cheating, and then you back down right away. We're totally sorry. Do you really think Buffalo Wild Wings is sorry?
Yeah, they do this a lot. They have one against the Twins, too, where they talked about expanding the playoffs where the best teams choose their opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote, spoiler alert, the Yankees choose the Twins.
That's just funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. That's funny, but I think the whole cheating thing is a little bit different than just not ever beating a team.
Yeah.
How many people went to Buffalo Wild Wings on Valentine's Day, you think?
Probably the guys who just didn't have another option.
Can you imagine saying, dudes, hey, babe, I'm going to take you out. Let's go get some wings, huh? Can you imagine? Oh, God, I've been told don't ever go out on a romantic date for wings. Apparently, I just am not pleasant to watch eat chicken wings.
I don't know. The person you're with might be pretty excited about it.
Yeah, the two least sexiest things a human can do, eat chicken wings and try to get up out of a beanbag.
Seriously.
Oh, I did that over the weekend. I was like, oh, somebody help me.
Yeah, see?
Thank you, Rudy, for saying human being and not just me.
Yeah, no, it's human existence.
Nobody else looks good doing it either, huh?
No. Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. You're just speedy. Mm-mm. Like, it legit looks, I think that chicken filed a police report. He's like, seriously?
I have so much practice, I can suck the meat off the bones,
we
man.
Know.
There's nothing left. Mm.
It's
Don't
impressive.
Say that so fast. We know.
Yeah.
Many times.
So speaking of Valentine's Day, I just have to find out real quick more details around Rudy's V-Day, because he really changed it up on us. It was...
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm taking her at her word. She doesn't want a damn thing. We're not going to do anything. We're not even going to acknowledge it. To he bought candies and treats and gifts for her dog and a card and beer. I mean, this was really something.
Well, it's one of those things when somebody goes, no, I don't want you to do this. Is it because you really don't want me to do it, or you want me to do it, but you just feel like you're obligated to say no? And if I don't do it, then you're going to be mad at me.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, the best outcome here is if I buy something. Then she goes, seriously, you didn't have to, but that was very nice of you. Thank you so much. That's the best outcome I could have had.
Right.
I don't think she was going to throw it at me and, like, you know, round kick me in the face because of it. But it was just like, here you go. Like, it was just something nice. And she came over on Friday night. We watched a little bit of Honey Boy, the Shia LaBeouf movie. We sat, we had a beer together. And then we were kind of like ships in the night, because I had to go get my daughter and she had plans later that night with one of her girlfriends. So because of my schedule, we didn't really get a chance to, like, do the whole go out to have dinner or...
You didn't get to do the whole...
No.
Thing?
I know what you're asking, but no.
I mean, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Didn't you have an hour and a half?
We did.
I'm sorry.
How much Honey Boy did you have left?
You'd be amazed, Des. Some people can actually sit and have conversations with the person they're dating.
Yeah, I live with my person. I have lots of conversations.
And she's like, I wish I didn't have so many conversations.
Don't you know what it sounds like at Des's house? Yeah, I do want salmon for dinner. You ready to hump?
Stop it.
Okay, is he wrong?
I mean, it's sometimes in the conversation.
Shocker. Let's ask Des. Did you guys have some fun time on Friday?
Rudy, tell me about your
night. She's like, and Saturday.
So the T-bone is back in working.
Yeah. Oh, he's in working order.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Because we thought that was out of commission for a while.
We're trying to keep, you know, you've got to, is it 20 times that this has to happen before he goes to the doctor and gets things checked? So.
But not all the way, you realize, right? Didn't Rudy tell you not all the way? Just like, oh, well, we'll risk it.
No. But we're not stupid. But yeah. Not, but you know.
Yeah, that would be the worst, to get a vasectomy and then get pregnant immediately after getting said vasectomy because you weren't smart about it.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of what that person's asking for, by the way? So seriously, keep that thing far away from making a baby. Don't worry, we'll sneak it out at the end. Nobody will know. don't you worry, everybody. It's going to be just fine.
Hey, I'm doing what the doctor asked, which is make sure that there's a certain number of times it happens.
Yeah. He also didn't certain times a day, she says.
He also didn't mean all 18 in one day.
Yeah.
Oh, no? Oh, shoot. I thought we were working up to that.
We did secrets today, and we were talking about secret disappointments, and we got this one. My private disappointment is that Rudy is no longer single, and I am a guy. Wink, wink, Rudy, LOL.
Ooh, Rudy.
I guess somebody's thinking they had a chance.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
No. Wow, that was just real fast.
There's nothing wrong, nothing against that. It's just, it's not my flavor. It's just, it's like tall redheaded gals. Not my flavor.
Well, everyone's tall to you.
That is, well, yeah.
So you could just say redheaded gals.
You're stealing my joke. The joke is, are you attracted to tall girls? Yes, I have to be. I don't have a choice.
They're all taller. Oh.
But your girlfriend is your height, isn't she?
Yeah, we're exactly the same height, yeah.
Have you ever had a man come up to you and hit on you like in person?
Couple times. In fact, I was giving my daughter a piggyback ride in downtown. We were on our way to the Weird Al show at the State Theater, and in kitty corner from the State Theater, of course, is the saloon. And I was giving my daughter a piggyback ride.
Good place to do it.
And a guy walked, we were standing in the corner waiting to cross, and a guy sat, like, nestled up to me and went, "Is that yours?" I was like, "What do you mean? Is that mine? Is that what do you mean, my daughter?"
Yeah, no,
that's
took her.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
I stole her down the street.
And he was like, "Oh, I just thought maybe you were uncle."
Oh, he was hoping.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. And I'm like, "No, you had a kid." And he's like,
"I made that." Yeah.
You can be my daddy, huh? That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I see you, pretty strong guy. How about another piggyback ride, huh?
Want to do a reverse cowboy?
Wait, sir, this isn't how you do this.
To be fair, Kinley actually gave him a piggyback ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I don't
want to send her to therapy.
Cute, dainty little feller, huh?
Oh.
All right. So you'd be into like bigger guys.
Yeah, I definitely take it. Why do you think I hang out with these two monsters?
That's true.
Wait. Everybody's bigger compared to him, Des. Don't you remember?
Seriously, you're a monster compared to him.
Okay, Rude. This is over. Wrap it up.
Seriously, you're talking so loud. Calm down, Godzilla. Oh.
Okay, that's coming from him.
Right. I know.
Okay, let's go. Let's
work on yourself.
We gotta go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.